You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Rick Duloc with Shireen Awad. You're probably accustomed to hearing a little news right now from Shireen. Here she is.
Representative Raul Ruiz has issued a statement in favor of the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. The Democrat who represents the Coachella Valley said he has long supported the continuing investigation into what he calls the misdeeds and potential crimes of the Trump administration. Ruiz said he is deeply troubled by reports that President Trump pressured the Ukrainian government to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's son. Trump reportedly withheld millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine roughly 1 week before the call, according to senior administration officials. Ruiz added that while he's in full support of the impeachment inquiry, he believes that impeachment should not be used as a political weapon. He said he urges members of both parties to approach the parties with an open mind, to go where the facts lead us, and to put country ahead of party and politics. Ruiz is the fourth Inland Empire Democratic representative to support impeachment inquiries, along with Pete Aguilar, Mark Decano, and Norma Torres. And San Bernardino residents and activists participated in the Global Climate Strike 2019, calling on e-commerce company and warehouse operator Amazon to decrease their environmental impact. We'll hear from one of the students involved in this report from KVCR's Benjamin Perper.
We're gonna calm this crisis down.
I hear the voice of my great-granddaughter.
I hear the voice of...
On September 20th, teenagers and adults in San Bernardino joined millions of people across the world in the Global Climate Strike 2019. Climate strikers rallied at Amazon's automated facility on Orange Show Road to demand that Amazon work with San Bernardino communities to end what they call the company's health-damaging pollution in the area. Danyan De Ramon is an incoming college student and a member of the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice. She gave a speech at the rally based on her experiences growing up in the Inland Empire.
I'm from Jurupa Valley, and I'm an incoming first year at UC Santa Barbara. I live in a community that sees thousands of trucks pass by every hour. I have no known health issues, but many of my friends suffer from asthma, and there are a lot of people in that community who suffer from severe respiratory issues due to the poor air quality. This is the reality of living in the Inland Empire. We have some of the worst air quality in the entire nation because it's the holy grail of the logistics industry. We see warehouse after warehouse pop up in our communities, and we see hundreds of trucks pass by on the road every day. It's an inescapable part of our daily lives. And it quickly becomes apparent that our local governments disregard our concerns and continue to allow these companies to place their warehouses right next to our homes and schools and continue to pollute our air. But here's the thing, the very industry that's harming our environment and our health is the same industry that employs many of our family, friends, and fellow community members. And a lot of times, we feel like these are the only jobs that are available to us. In fact, Amazon is now the largest employer in the Inland Empire. Working at Amazon has become the new summer job, and I've seen many of my fellow graduates go straight into working at Amazon, myself included. I needed some way to make ends meet to pay for my college tuition, so I had to work at a fulfillment center for a while. Today I'm here climate striking in solidarity with my youth because I believe that Amazon must begin taking accountability for their dangerous workplace conditions and immense environmental impact. They must improve their workplace conditions and make the transition to clean, renewable energy if they are going to keep coming into our communities. We need to hold corporations who are worsening the climate crisis accountable for their actions and demand a just transition to clean, renewable energy. My generation deserves to breathe clean air.
Yeah.
We deserve to have a future where we have a livable environment.
Yeah.
It's time to stop protecting corporations and start protecting people and communities. Because when it comes to the climate crisis, the time to act is now.
Yeah.
A day before the climate strike, Amazon announced a new climate pledge where the company plans to meet the requirements of the Paris Agreement 10 years early. Critics, like the ones that rallied here in San Bernardino, say that's not going far enough. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.
If you've been enjoying these lunchtime news segments, we'd love to hear from you right now during the first day, the first official day of our pledge drive. Support Shereen and these newscasts, as well as KVCR and the NPR news that we bring into your life every day. All it takes is a phone call and a pledge at 877-512-8843, 877-512-8843. Tell us what your favorite program is besides Morning Edition and All Things Considered. If you match longtime donor Jorg Nowak with your pick, Jorg will donate another $9.19. That's for 91.9 for every correct guess matched to a pledge, up to 200 guesses. So we can take another $1,800 from this very generous donor if you leave us your favorite show in the comments section when you pledge online, or tell our operator when you make your pledge by phone. 877-512-8843, or click and join at kvcrnews.org. You're listening to Here and Now on member-supported NPR station Empire KVCR News.